Good morning. Ready for our meeting? She nodded, thankful they were attending the conference together. Stan's presence would prevent her from reaching across the table and choking the life out of Stephen. The intercom buzzed and Christina lifted the receiver.
Yes, Jill? Mr. Mitchell has arrived.
Thank you. Please show him to the boardroom. Christina glanced past Stan's shoulder to her closed door. Just on the other side waited her worst nightmare. She sat for a moment, listening to her pulse pounding in her ears. Very good. Stan glanced up and grinned. Make him wait. I like your tactic.
Oh, if Stan only knew.
Stan paused in the hallway, his hand resting on the half-closed door. Christina gave a single nod before he pushed it open and stepped aside for her to enter. Stephen stood in front of an abstract painting, his back toward them. A tailored dark gray business suit hung perfectly from his broad shoulders, the charcoal pants seamless down the length of his long legs. As if sensing their presence, he turned, his gaze locked on her. Her stomach clenched, but she remained steady and held his stare. The inviting warmth in his dark blue eyes caused a tight knot to clench in her stomach. A muscle in his jaw twitched, and Christina swallowed a deep breath, struggling to get her fluttering pulse under control.
Stephen!
Stan stepped in the room and shook Stephen's outstretched hand.
It's been a while.
Too long. Stephen smiled and returned his attention to her.
Christina, always a pleasure.
He offered his hand. His statement sounded as though they were regular acquaintances.
Damn him, and damn his handshake.
But Stan would be suspicious if she didn't acknowledge Stephen's greeting, so she played coy and held her hand across the dark cherry conference table, keeping a barrier between them. Stephen chuckled, clasping his fingers around hers. She pulled, but he held tight, not letting her escape so easily.
Mr. Mitchell.
Christina jerked her hand from his, rocking back on the heels of her stilettos. Eyebrows raised, Stan wore a curious stare.
Wonderful.
The last thing she needed was for him to start asking questions.
Shall we get this meeting started?
She wiped her palm down her thigh, hoping to erase the tickle Stephen's touch left on her skin. Even with a knife-cutting tension in the room, Stan leisurely sat on a leather swivel chair at the head of the table. Stephen, however, stared with raised brows. He continued his gaze down the length of her python print pencil skirt, over her bare, tanned legs, and to her beige stilettos before making his way up to her lined jacket. A nod displayed his approval.
Damn him!
Mr. Mitchell!
Christina disciplined her voice to remain calm. She waved a hand toward a chair.
Shall we?
Stephen sat, unfastening the top button of his jacket.
There's no need for formalities, Christina. We're hardly strangers.
Swine!
She envisioned the heel of her shoe embedded in his forehead. Instead, she gripped the file folder tightly in her hands.
You two have met?
Stan faced Stephen, frowning.
Great.
Now she had to deal with Stan's questions.
Yes,
Stephen offered, preventing Christina from supplying an excuse.
We worked together several years ago.
Stan turned to her, frowning.
I don't recall you mentioning working with Stephen.
Were they here to discuss the past or this bloody case?
She slapped the folder on the table.
I was with Carver's law firm a short time while completing my degree, not long enough to be relevant on a resume.
She flashed Stephen an icy stare, a forewarning not to push her. His dark baby blues were hard to avoid.